Good morning. On Sunday, the 4th of July, 2021. Our readings today are from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 to 10, and Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. And I must admit, I've been drawn to the Mark chapter 6 passage this morning, though the 2 Corinthians chapter 12 has an interesting part in it as well. And in a sense, it's funny that I say that because all the Bible's interesting. But it's just different things are, I would say, jump out at you, or different words or passages have special meaning. Now, what I mean by that is that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, there's a part where it talks about Paul having a thorn in the flesh. And this is a verse that gains much contention because many people use it to say that Paul was afflicted with a sickness. And I believe that that's a wrong interpretation, because actually what Paul talks about is that, actually let me just turn there, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. And Paul says, "Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure." And he goes on, "Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he, the Lord, said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" And I'll stop there because that's where people seem to stop. But if you go on and you read the final verse, verse 10, it says, "Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And to me, what the infirmities is talking about is along with reproaches and needs and persecutions and distresses. And we only have to read in other parts of the New Testament where Paul describes the things that he went through for the sake of the gospel. The number of times where he was beaten physically with rods, where he was left for dead. And these are the infirmities that he's talking about. The persecutions, the needs that he had of being hungry and going without. This is what he's talking about. It's not that he was sick, because Jesus always healed the sick, and God never put sickness on anyone. And again, that's a misconception that many in the world today, and indeed even in Christianity today, people will talk about, "Oh, God's given me this to test me." God never, ever, ever gives sickness. God is a good God, always. And the devil is a bad devil, always. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. And very simply, sickness comes from the devil, not from God. Now, in Mark chapter 6, it starts off by talking about Jesus being rejected at Nazareth because he came away from where he was. And verse 2 says, "And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue." So actually, let me read verse 1. "Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, 'Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?' So they're offended at him." Jesus went to his own town and went to his own country. But notice what it says in verse 1. "Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him." Now, Bear that in mind, because I'm going to come back to that. Verse 4, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honour except in his own country, among his own relatives and in his own house. Verse 5, now he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marvelled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. Jesus couldn't do many mighty works, but he did still heal a number of people. But the healing was not just dependent on Jesus. And this is really important for us to understand. Jesus healed the sick. That's what he did. But in his own town, because the people knew him and they doubted and they lacked belief, they couldn't receive healing themselves. You see, it's not just a simple case of come to Jesus and he will heal you. You have to believe. You have to believe and trust in him that he can. And not only that he can, but he will. Remember the people that we've heard about last week, about Jairus' daughter and about the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed through the crowd to touch him. And she was healed. She believed. Jairus believed, even though while waiting because of this woman with the issue of blood, his daughter died. He still believed and listened to Jesus. And Jesus went and raised his daughter from the dead. And that is so powerful. But they both, as in Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood, believed. And even in the case of the woman with the issue of blood, as I said last week, there was a crowd thronging him. And I'm sure there were many people in that crowd that had sicknesses. But they didn't believe like she did. And they more than likely went home sick. Just as it's talking about here in Mark chapter 6. But I said in verse 1, then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. A disciple is someone who follows. And I know you think that that's obvious, because we hear about Jesus and his disciples and calling the disciples, and they followed him. Because Jesus said, come, follow me. But the thing that's important to me in this particular passage is that his disciples followed him, and then we read in verse 7 about how Jesus sent out the 12. And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits. And the thing that's important in this is that, yes, they followed him, but they also went on and did the same as what he did. And we all, hopefully, we all who are listening to me this morning, are disciples of Jesus. We're followers of him. We're trusting in him. We've come to him and put our trust in him as our Lord and Savior. And if that is true for you, then you're a disciple of Jesus, because you're a follower. Or rather, if you're a follower of Jesus, that makes you a disciple. Now, I want to refer to another verse, and this is in Matthew 28, or another passage. It's at the end of the passage. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Jesus commands his disciples to go and make other disciples. And Jesus here in Mark chapter 6 takes his 12 disciples who have been following him, and he sends them out. Now in this particular passage, he gives them particular instructions. And I believe these instructions are just for them at this time. Because he says in verse 8, he commanded them to take nothing for the journey except the staff, no bread, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. And I believe that he gave them these instructions because he wanted them to be totally dependent on God. He wanted them to go and do particular things. And it says in verse 12, so they went out and preached that people should repent, and they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. The disciples did exactly what Jesus had done, and Jesus did. And the thing is, the lesson for us in this is exactly what we should be doing. Remember that passage that I referred to in Matthew 28. Jesus instructed the disciples to make more disciples. And he instructed the disciples to teach the new disciples to do everything that they had done. And what had they done? They'd gone and preached repentance. They'd gone and they'd cast out demons. They'd gone and they healed the sick. They raised the dead. They cleansed the lepers, which is a fuller explanation in Matthew chapter 10. So I want us to consider these things and to realize who it is that we are and whose we are. You see, we don't just become followers of Jesus to get to heaven. And obviously, by following Jesus, you will get to heaven. But while you're still here on the earth, he has so much for us to do, both you and myself. And we need to take these things and go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Lay hands on the sick and see them healed. Go and preach the gospel of repentance, that people will turn to Jesus because he is the only Savior of the world. Go and do not be ashamed when people reject you like they rejected these 12 disciples. Or rather, he referred that they could reject them, because many times people won't receive the word that you bring with them or bring to them. And some of that might be because of what happened to Jesus. As it says in verse 4, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. But the thing that's important in that is he still went and he shared in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Because their rejection of him was their responsibility. And equally as well, there were some who did receive, but only a few people he was able to heal. So go and preach wherever you are, and go and preach further. But don't only just preach. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, cast out demons, raise the dead. Freely you have received, freely give. So in a way, I'm sending you out just like Jesus sent the 12 out, because I'm pointing you to this particular scripture. And I would implore you that you wouldn't just hear and receive and soak up like a sponge the things that I'm saying or the things that you hear in the Bible. Don't just receive the information and have a nice grin on your face, but rather receive him who gives the information. And I don't mean me, Alan Capper. I mean the Holy Spirit who's speaking through me. Receive him. Receive him and be empowered to go and do the same as Jesus did. To go and do these things. To go and share your faith. But ensure that you've been built up in the faith, and do not go just if you've got recently saved. But get yourself into the scriptures and ensure that you know who you know who you are. And you know who it is that you're believing in. And go and share it. Go and share it. And if you come across anyone who is sick, lay your hands on them, believing that God will heal them. Because it's God who heals them. But you've got, if you don't lay hands on anybody, they're not going to get healed. So go and lay hands on them. Go and do the things that Jesus did. Go and do the things that I do. Go and do the things that so many other Christians have done. But go and do it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.